The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 14 November 2019. And let me back up here to make sure I haven't lost my place. Here we go. All right. You've heard about slavery reparations before. Well, this is kind of fascinating. Slavery reparation could carry a $17 trillion price tag. Now, let me just hold comment here. A new bill would calculate potential cost of reparations. And by Yahoo Finance estimates, these could reach as high as $17.1 trillion. Last week, the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, held the first hearing in a decade on H.R. 40, the Commission to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals for African American Act. The bill was first introduced in 1989 by former Congressman John Conyers. Conyers reintroduced the bill each year until his retirement in 2017, and each year the bill languished in Congress. The bill's focus was not to pass reparations, but to research the impact slavery had on Black Americans and develop proposals for redress. The subject of the reparations has remained a political hot potato, with presidential candidates Senator Kamala Harris, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and Julian Castro supporting some of the reparations. Well, Booker's no longer there, O'Rourke's no longer there, and neither is Castro. And wouldn't that be nice to have a country going down the communist crap hole here to have a president named Castro? It would be fitting. But while the Democrat-controlled House is willing to hear the bill, it seems likely that the bill on reparations will die in the Senate, where Republicans still have the majority. When asked about the hearing, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he opposed the measure, given that not one of us currently living are responsible for slavery. McConnell continued, adding, "We've tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing landmark civil rights legislations. We are elected an African-American president." Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat out of Texas, a sponsor of H.R. 40, named after the 40 acres and a mule promise to free slaves, responded to McConnell's comments in a statement to Yahoo Finance. She says, "Payments are not the focus of H.R. 40, the congresswoman said. Knowledge is the focus of H.R. 40. Really? Didn't know you need to pass the bill to get the truth. The majority leader may want to deny this bill a hearing, but he cannot deny the horror and denial of freedom that human bondage represents. The majority leader can't deny the free labor that slavery brought. He can't deny the people who died in transit. And he can't deny that this is the 400th anniversary of the beginning of the slave trade. But what she has never, and she has heard this from many different people, that said, wait a minute. Who do you think sold these slaves to the Jew slave traders in the first place? It was Black African leaders that did this. Okay. And, you know, there were slave owners in the North as well. But, you know, none of this stuff really matters. Because you see, reparations is not the point of this. It's just to bring out the facts. Well, an afternoon sitting behind a computer and doing some diligent research could do a lot in bringing light to a lot of stuff. You don't need to pass a bill. Just assign a committee and do due diligence on a white paper research. Oh, I'm sorry, white and black paper research. Don't want to appear that I'm prejudiced. Activists have been calling for reparations for years. And in 2016, a UN panel declared that the U.S. owed black Americans reparations because of slavery and its link to injustices today in America. Thank you very much, United Nations. In particular, the legacy of colonial history, enslavement, racial subordination and segregation, racial terrorism, and racial inequality in the United States remains a serious challenge, as there has been no real commitment to reparations and to the truth and reconciliation for people of African descent, according to the report. Contemporary police killings and the trauma that they create are reminiscent of the past racial terror of lynching. Impunity for the state violence has resulted in the current human rights crisis and must be addressed as a matter of urgency. What? You're the only people keeping this race thing alive and dividing the country. People like the communist George Soros that sold out fellow Jews, to Adolf Hitler, supposedly. H.R. 40, co-sponsored Representative Arianna Pressley, Democrat out of Maryland, says that the reparations aren't about playing victim or race baiting. Yes, it is. It's exactly those two points. If the best policies are informed by data, the data supports the fact that black Americans continue to be in the bottom of every outcome when it comes to health, education, and economics. And let me ask the question that really doesn't require an answer here. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is it? If I was born black in this country and I was born in a ghetto and I knew I could forge a better life and I had the will to do it, it would be done. This, ladies and gentlemen, I am tired of this excuse that just these economic conditions are just driving poor people and on it goes. African Americans are disproportionately targeted by the criminal justice system. Oh, stop. Let's stop right there. There's only 12% black population in this country. 12%. But a lot of crimes are committed by blacks against whites, but also the majority of them against other blacks. These are people committing criminal acts. And we've seen the response from Democrats that, well, okay, stealing isn't stealing unless it's $900 or $800. You get the drift here. They are not going to stop. This is not going to go away whether Donald Trump is president. A lot of what you're hearing and seeing right now, could you imagine if Hillary Clinton was president of the United States? You notice how the Jeffrey Epstein story has become a non-story? You know, and here's one thing for the Trump is a globalist and he's really a shill. I'm not buying that. Because as we have witnessed, yes, the media is all over Donald Trump. They wanted him out. They wanted Hillary Clinton in. And for years supporting stories, whether it be Russiagate or this impeachment or whatever the case may be, it's a big fat nothing burger. Folks, this takes coordinated effort. There is a brain behind this. Okay? This, it is too, how should I say, too evenly presented in the same contextual content across all media. You know, I was watching today Nixon and the Watergate, and really what got him thrown out was the issue of the tapes. And that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, hold on here, Mr. Prez. Looks like you're going to have to turn those tapes over. But the way this whole break-in at the water at the DNC, at the Watergate facility, these were CIA. They were there to supposedly bug the place and to break in and rifle through files and this, that, and the other. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Then the best people were not there for the job, because eventually this is what helped bring down Nixon. And before Nixon went, Spiro Agnew went before that. I think Spiro saw the handwriting on the wall and just said, hey, I'm out of here. And then when Richard Nixon finally resigned, Gerald Ford was right there to take on the presidency. And who did he bring in as vice president? Mr. Rockefeller. So yeah, this is a political closed-loop system. By the way, Eric, if you're still listening to the show, Henry Kissinger, he might have showed up at the White House a couple of days later to sniff around to see how to wrangle or keep Donald Trump wrangled in. I don't know. A lot of people are claiming they know what Donald Trump's thinking and they know what he is and why he's doing the things that he's doing. And you know what? With that kind of insight, I wish these people would have been around before to tell me what was going to happen before it happened. I didn't get to cover this yesterday, and this one kind of gave me a pause here. It was posted up at Blacklisted News. Any produce made in Israel-occupied West Bank settlements must be labeled as such so the European consumer isn't misled by the generic Made in Israel tag. Now, this is from a top EU court said in a landmark ruling. European Union member states must now mark products originating from Israel settlements, the European Court of Justice ruled on Tuesday. Such labels are to help consumers make informed choices relating to some ethical considerations, according to the ruling. The reasoning is that simply indicting that product is made in Israel, or indicating rather, as it's usually done, could be misleading because, in fact, it comes from an occupied territory. Labeling settlement products will now state explicitly that the Jewish state is present in the territories concerned as an occupying power and not as a sovereign entity. This is, you can see why this gave me pause for cause here. I'm going, what? The EU actually did this? Israel began settling the West Bank and East Jerusalem shortly after it seized both areas during the 1967 Six-Day War in the Mideast. Today, almost 700,000 people live there, amounting to nearly 10% of the country's Jewish population. The illegal occupation of the West Bank is recognized internationally. The EU, for its part, does not accept it as part of Israel. Israel, in turn, doesn't consider those areas occupied, instead referring to them as disputed. Back in 2012, a three-member committee headed by former Supreme Court Justice Edmund Levy wrote in a comprehensive report that Israel's presence in the West Bank is not an occupation in the legal sense. The report was widely condemned outside of Israel, as you can imagine. Israel is carrying on the building of Jewish settlements on occupied lands despite international condemnation. Earlier in June, Israeli officials published construction tenders to build more than 800 new units in the East Jerusalem neighborhoods of Ramat and Pisgat Siv, whatever that equates to in English. I have no idea what Pisgat Siv is. Brussels responded to the news with a strongly worded statement pointing out that settlement construction and expansion in the area continues to undermine the possibility of a viable two-state solution with Jerusalem as the future capital of both. Well, there's very good reason for that. There is not going to be any two-state solution because there's not going to be any state left in dispute because they're taking over all of it. And with this myriad of these bottle rockets that's coming out of the Gaza Strip being shot into Israel, folks, this is my personal opinion here. It could very well be the Israelis sitting on very close to the Gaza Strip firing into their own country. And what do you think this is all about? Do you actually believe that the people in Gaza would be firing rockets into a country that's got a developed military that has everything under the sun, even up to and including nuclear weapons? Think about this, folks. You heard about sticking the sharp stick in the tiger's eye? Well, that's supposedly the guy standing outside of the cage, not on the inside of the cage, sticking the sharp stick in the tiger's eye, because you know what's going to happen. Even a blind tiger's got a sense of smell, and chances are you're going to end up dead. What I'm saying here is, what is the percentage? How does this pay Palestinians firing rockets out of the Gaza Strip into Israel? It makes no sense whatsoever. Two-state solution, I said this a long time ago. I read the writings of the people in Israel and the Zionists over there and the people that wanted the Greater Israel Project for Israel expanded, that they had absolutely no intention of a two-state solution. How many years have we been hearing this? Ever since Jimmy Carter, remember? Remember how people got upset when Jimmy Carter went to Camp David and he wanted to find a solution between Israel and the Palestinians? How'd that work out? We've been talking about this for more than 50 years. But nothing has changed. And what is going on in Israel is more and more of this disputed land is being occupied by the Israelis. They have no intention of giving anything up. And isn't it fascinating, folks? I can read you something like this. You can look at the European Union. You can get the flavor of how people feel about Israel around the world, but nary a peep inside this country. It's one of those things that just makes you go, You know, looking back, the CIA and the Watergate deal, and this concerted effort to drag Trump out, kicking and screaming out of the Oval Office. If somebody's going to tell me that this script has been written and this 10-part play and it's gone as scheduled and that Donald Trump is in on this, I don't know, man. What are you smoking? I don't know. Just makes you think, doesn't it? Like I've said in the past, folks, if I am wrong, I will correct myself and I will admit if I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong about Donald Trump. Everybody's got their checklist gauging this guy by their own standard of how a man should act as he becomes president of the United States.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
One thing leads to another. Kurt Nimmo, it should be obvious by now what the plan is for Julian Assange. And why I find this particularly interesting is the Democrats with their whistleblower that heard something, that heard from somebody, Is that how all that works? It should be obvious by now what the plan is for Julian Assange. Psychological torture resulting in either a total breakdown or an untimely death, the latter supported by the psychopaths who claim they are our leaders. This psychological torture was noted with standard corporate media disinterest by Niles Melzer, an internationally recognized expert on torture treatment. Unless the UK urgently changes course and alleviates his inhumane situation, Mr. Assange's continued exposure to arbitrariness and abuse may soon end up costing his life. Melzer, a UN special reporter on torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, said in a statement last week. Melzer demanded that London immediately take measures to protect Assange's health and dignity. However, What we have seen from the UK government is outright contempt for Mr. Assange's rights and integrity. Despite the medical urgency of my appeal and the seriousness of the alleged violations, the UK has not undertaken any measures of investigation, prevention, and redress required under international law. In America, the UK, and much of Europe, the financial elite and its political class consider truth-telling a cardinal sin, a crime punishable by death. Not by lethal injection, but slowly and sadistically under torture system, tweaked by the CIA, and put into action in rendition dungeons scattered around the world. By the way, I wanted to mention this, and this just came to mind. Last week, I was watching Fox News. Sean Hannity had a guest on, and mentioned torture. And in regards to what the United States was doing with some of their prisoners, and he was very quick to correct the guy, and he goes, no, that's enhanced interrogations. Thank you. All right, back to the story. In fact, all of us, those who look beyond the headlines and ferret out the truth, are half a dozen steps away from suffering Julian Assange's fate. The national security state and its political class plan to kill Assange, keep Chelsea Manning in prison, and find a way to return Snowden to the U.S. for a show trial and life behind bars, or maybe execution. It must, however, first salt the earth where truth is harvested. Thousands of blogs similar to this one and websites contradicting and dismembering approved narratives will be targeted for extinction. The Mueller investigation did not result in dethroning Donald Trump. The Clinton DNC attack on a duly elected president, however, resulted in millions of easily duped Americans believing Russia somehow meddled in the 2016 election and will do it again in 2020. According to corporate entities in partnership with the state, and that's the true nature of fascism, folks, the government and corporations, both state and federal, are so connected to the hip you couldn't ever think about separating them because those little Bobbsey twins would die. There's an undeclared war that Russia and China are waging against the United States and the West, according to Jim Sciutto, CNN's chief national security correspondent and co-anchor of CNN Newsroom, told the Poynter Fellowship in Journalism Speaker Series in October. China and Russia over the last 10 years have done a remarkably good job at this. Now, the alleged manipulation of American voters, according to the state and its corporate propaganda media, is assisted by Russian agents and countless numbers of mindless dupes unaware of Vladimir Putin's desire to destroy America. And Max Blumenthal, remember this guy is under the gun right now. A shady website, he says, that claims Russia is manipulating U.S. opinion through online propaganda has compiled a blacklist of websites its anonymous authors accuse of pushing fake news and Russia propaganda. The blacklist includes over 200 outlets from the right-wing Drudge Report and the Russian government-funded Russia Today to WikiLeaks and an array of marginal conspiracy and far-right sites. The blacklist also includes some of the flagship publications of the progressive left, including Truth Dig, Counterpunch, Truth Out, Naked Capitalism, The Black Agenda Report, a leftist African-American opinion hub that is critical of the liberal black political establishment. Now, you can see in the current atmosphere where anti-Russian hysteria has spread like typhoid, how readily accepted such a notion would be to many. The Reds are under our beds and the Ruskies have taken over our airwaves, wrote Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity in 2017. The Washington Post, owned by billionaire Jeff Bezos, rolled out the red carpet for the shadowy group, proper not, in its baseless, fact-devoid accusations of alternative media treason and complicity with Russia. More on this when we get back. We'll also open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From One America News, the accusation has been made that John Brennan handpicked the whistleblower for the White House. Say it ain't so, Joe.
As the impeachment inquiry continues, new details are coming out about the whistleblower who started the whole process. One America's Jack Posobiec sits down with a former CIA officer to learn more.
We're here back on One America News with Brad Johnson, the president of IntelReform.org. Brad, thank you so much for being on with us.
Fantastic to see you again, Jack.
So we wanted to talk about your time at CIA, also in light of the fact that we have this new CIA whistleblower who's come out, who is reportedly Eric Chiaramella, a member of the NSC, but also a CIA analyst. And I really wanted to get your thoughts on all this.
Yeah, it's a very interesting case how this is unfolding, and it's something that the press generally is not really digging into the way they should. But Mr. Ciaramella actually came out of Yale, which are the one of the Ivy League schools, are the traditional recruitment grounds for the agency, at least in the past. That has evolved somewhat recently. But he came out of that background and also was one of the like street protest guys. So he was dedicated left-wing street protesting guy that was actually discovered in supporting protesting for a Muslim Brotherhood professor at the university.
Right.
And that's how he came to the surface. From there, he was picked up and recruited back into the CIA, where he eventually ended up at NSC. Along the way in his career, he'd had a little bit of experience with Ukraine, nothing in depth, but some experience there. And so from that, based on that, while at NSC, he became their go-to guy for Ukraine. That was how he came onto the scene and got involved in this process.
All right, now this is a very young analyst, by the way, to be placed on the NSC. Is that something that would go through the director?
Yeah, age being young involved is actually fairly common. You have a little bit of everything going into NSC. But most assuredly, this is something that when he was picked up and brought into the CIA and put in on the fast track, that he was handpicked by former director John Brennan. Now, we've all talked about John Brennan before. He had a friendly attitude to Muslim Brotherhood during that period under the previous Obama administration. And so this is a young man that would have fit that career track and type of personality that they were looking for. So absolutely, he was handpicked by John Brennan to go from the CIA over to the White House. NSC, National Security Council, is a White House job. So to have made that transition, it would not and cannot have been done without at least the knowledge and acquiescence of the then director of the CIA, John Brennan. Which is interesting now coming to today, John Brennan has been one of the most vocal critics of the President of the United States. And to have his name once again involved with this person who's now the supposed whistleblower. Now, he's not actually a whistleblower. He's just somebody reporting on the President of the United States that he apparently doesn't like. He does not fit the whistleblower criteria, which those are very clear outlines of within the law and regulations as to who is actually a whistleblower. And that is to report on malfeasance or corruption within the intelligence community, not on a separate branch of government like the President of the United States. So it's an inaccurate description to call him a whistleblower just to begin with.
During his time at the NSC, he started during the Obama administration. He was working very closely with Joe Biden, who had been also made the point man for the administration on Ukraine. It's been very public about this. We can see in the White House visitor logs that he was actually participant in the meeting where Joe Biden originally started telling the Ukrainian delegation to fire the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma. He also accompanied Biden on many of these trips. Now, the fact that he's so closely intertwined with Biden and was handpicked by John Brennan, does that lead you to believe that him wanting to stop this investigation is actually because he's worried about what they might uncover?
I think you've hit on the real center of the question that everyone needs to be asking and has not been discussed almost at all publicly. And that is, you've got Hunter Biden, who has zero experience in the energy world, so why would he be picked and with a background that is normally considered unsuitable? He'd had a drug problem, emotional issues, and was fairly unstable as an individual, and yet was picked to be put on salary by an energy company to the tune of $83,000 per month. Now, that's a pretty hefty salary for somebody who has zero experience and no visible utility. So the only thing that...
Which, by the way, apparently this Ciaramella had no issue with.
Correct.
Didn't see any national security issues there.
Precisely. Ciaramella was involved in all of these sorts of things directly, which I think is part of the issue here. So Hunter Biden is paid this enormous salary for doing nothing whatsoever, except he had a father who was Vice President of the United States, and that's Joe Biden. Now, maybe there's some sort of innocent explanation for this, but we've not heard it. Nobody knows what it is. But certainly what's implied out of this is that the energy company paid off Joe Biden by paying his son in order to get the prosecutor fired and off their case. Now, there's just no other way to spin that. Those are a lot of questions that have to be answered. It clearly looks like straight-up corruption. Now, it may not be, but it looks that way.
If an investigation were to begin into this, would they see Cherumella as one of Biden's key advisors on Ukraine, carrying his statements forward to the Ukrainians.
Yes, I think Mr. Cherubello would have to be one of the key witnesses in the case. He would have to be subpoenaed and brought in and questioned on this, because it looks like he was actually one of the players, one of the individuals who set this whole thing up and was actually part of that corruption. And yet now he's been being taken at face value as some sort of whistleblower on President Trump. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. This needs to have an independent prosecutor, perhaps a special prosecutor, take a look at this case to find out if Joe Biden was involved in corruption, and if this Eric Cherubello was involved in this himself personally. That would answer all of the questions that we need to know, and it would satisfy what the Democrats apparently are claiming, that this needs to be looked at fairly and independently. So that would answer those questions, and I think they need to be a lot more careful of what they've been asking for, because if that comes through, I think Joe Biden's finished. He would have serious problems. What would be the explanation for this, what appears to be corruption?
It's kind of interesting that right after all of this information came out about Cherumella, they immediately stopped saying that we don't need to hear from the whistleblower in the hearings.
Yeah, very interesting. And of course, that hit right on the heels of the fact coming out that Adam Schiff and his committee had coordinated previously with the same individual, which is, again, deeply suspicious. It looks like the whole thing was manufactured, in fact, not so much to target President Trump, although that is something they're also doing, but instead to cover their own tracks and their own involvement in their own corruption. That's what appears to be the on the front burner in this case that needs to be looked at.
Brad Johnson, so insightful. Where can people go to find more of your work?
IntelReform.org.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
One America News, the replacement for Fox News, I would say. One America News has almost 27,000 subscribers. Now, these are just the people that have subscribed to One America News that either A, cannot get the program because there are cable companies out there and satellite companies that will not carry One America News. Now, I wonder why that is. Because the liars don't like honest competition. The only problem I have with One America News is they pretty much fall in line with the, yeah, we must love Israel kind of deal. They may be doing that right now to stay below the radar, but we will see. But apparently they're not afraid to cross the Rubicon here. Yeah, at any rate. Now, I don't know if anybody caught this, that it seems that a top Democrat at this little show trial tells audience a hearsay witness can be better evidence than a direct witness. Now, I don't know how that could be, but that's what the guy said. And here is the clip. This is Quigley Down Under, Mike Quigley, Democrat out of Illinois on the House Intelligence Committee. And this is what he said at the show trial yesterday.
Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this sense.
Well, the gentleman yield, because none of those exceptions would apply to this testimony.
It's not the time for colloquy.
In what universe is hearsay evidence better than direct evidence? I don't know. When I figure that out, that I guess that'll lead me to the money tree, and we can pick as much cash as we need to support our efforts here. Many Americans remain in precarious financial shape, even as the economy continues to grow. With 7 out of 10 people saying that they're struggling with at least one aspect of financial stability, such as paying bills or saving money. The findings come from a survey of more than 5,400 Americans from the Financial Health Network, a nonprofit financial services consultancy. The project, which started a year ago, is aimed at assessing people's financial health by asking about debt, savings, bills, wages, among other issues. Despite solid U.S. economic growth this year, the share of Americans who are struggling financially remains statistically unchanged from a year ago, said Rob Levy, Vice President of Research and Measurement with Financial Health Network. The study adds to a body of research indicating that millions of American families have trouble making ends meet even a decade after the Great Recession and unemployment has sunk to its lowest levels in decades. It's not only sunk to its lowest level in decades, it's far exceeded unemployment in the entire history of this country, folks. 3.4% unemployment. Wrong. But not only the poor face financial pressure, the new study suggests, almost 20% of people earning between $30,000 and $100,000 said they spent more than they earned. And how do you do that? You guessed it, through credit cards and borrowing of money. An increase of more than four percentage points over last year. That suggests there's a real squeeze being put on the middle class, according to Levy. Income is not keeping pace with expenses. Tell me something I don't know. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, my question about Donald Trump is, why didn't he clean house of all that, whatever you call them people are? Is it that he just didn't know, or you can't get rid of that many people, or what? Because it seems like the people that came, were there already, are the ones that are the problems.
Well, let me answer it this way, John. If I were in Donald Trump's shoes, now, knowing what I know, because I've been studying it for more than 27 years, I would have had a little different tact. But my contention about Donald Trump is, and I will continue with my contention, is that he was a businessman. He saw things sucked, and he thought his ego told him that he could do something about it. Hence, we got Donald Trump running for president. And, you know, if this was a coup of sorts to put Donald Trump in office, then the 18 Republicans that are running against them, they were all in on the fix as well, because they all fell by the wayside. But I'm looking at Donald Trump, and I'm thinking what I would do if I were him, but I am not him. I've got something that this man doesn't possess, and that's 27 years of turning this cookie jar upside down and looking in every nook and cranny. Now, I don't expect Donald Trump to know what I know. And a lot of people that listen to this network, you've heard the comments, and John, some of the comments that you're making today, is he should have known but didn't know, but why didn't he know? Well, when he moved in there, there were people in that White House that were giving him all kinds of advice. Now, some of the people who were giving him the best advice, they were removed from the White House. And the general was gone. Turns out this guy was right. But, you know, it comes down to the point of you're moving into a new neighborhood and you're trying to find out who your neighbors are. And then one night you discover that one of your neighbors is kind of envious of you, jealous of the stuff that you got, you know, for whatever reason, creeps into your house and shoots you one night. Now, did you know that that was going to happen? No, you didn't. You keep the alarm on. And you trust, but you verify. And Trump has gone through a lot of people. Jeff Sessions. You know, why did it take him so long to fire him? And now Jeff Sessions is sucking back up to Trump because he wants to be governor of Louisiana or wants to run for the Senate or public office, whatever. Now he's sucking back up to him. He's helped a lot of Republicans get into office. Are they all part of the cabal and the takedown? You know, and this is, John, this is why I'm not buying that Donald Trump was the ringer that was sent in by the globalist.
Oh, I'm not implying that he was.
No, I'm not saying that you are, but there is a preacher out there that I was going to cover his article today, the guy from Montana, but I've decided not to do it because he's convinced that that's exactly who Trump is, that he was placed in there by the globalist. And this guy should stick to his Bible teachings because he knows the Bible better than I think he knows the Donald Trump situation. But that's not stopping him from running his mouth.
Correct. Well, that was my question, sir.
All righty. John, I thank you for your call. You know how many times I've heard from married couples? You know, I thought I knew you. and they've been living with them for years. Well, I never expected you to do something like that. I thought I knew you. So here we have a president. We don't have a bug in the White House. We don't have the bugs on his phones. We're not privy to his policy decisions and who he's talking to about it. But we all seem to claim that we know Donald Trump. I've never claimed that I knew Donald Trump. I've just simply stated that what I thought his mindset was, seeking the presidency of the United States. His ego told him that this is no problem for Donald Trump. I can fix all of this stuff. I can make deals. Well, he can make deals. This whole thing with China. People keep telling me, well, he hasn't done a damn thing. He went after Mexico. He went after China. He's trying to strike a deal with China that we can still do trade, but not us ending up on the dirty end of the stick. Yeah, he's a globalist ringer. Why hasn't he called me? I could have given him some great advice, or at the proper price, he could have purchased my soul. Jeez, old Pete.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil. Hello?
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, Phil, can you hear me?
All right. Yes.
You think Trump is really actually trying to help us out?
I would call that a loaded question. Do I think he's trying to help us out? Yeah, I think he is.
So when he says stuff like he's going to crush the anti-Semites, that's helping us out?
If you're in a room and everybody's got a gun pointed to your head, what are you going to do? Are you going to insult them? Or are you going to go after them so they shoot you? I'm still going back to this issue. I think he pretty much knows he's got the 2020. That's considered to be a second term, pretty much to be a lame duck presidency, because you don't have to worry about being reelected. And I do believe Donald Trump has a few tricks up his sleeve that he has not revealed yet.
Really? Okay. All right. That's just all I wanted to know. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Well, I want to know why you think he hasn't helped anybody. And that's it. Well, that's great for an exchange. Ask an intelligent question and the guy's gone. Why doesn't somebody in this listening audience just go shoot this guy and put him out of his misery, and us as well? Because that's the impression I'm getting here. That's all you wanted to know. I think I've expressed my feelings, and I think you pretty much know. But hey, what do I know? boy. I'm not quite sure people are seeing things the way they should. I don't know. Or seeing them how they really are. And I'm just wondering how these people that think that they could take the bull by the horns, tell the people that you might have an idea that they're not very good people, maybe not real bad, but not very good people, not would be the people that you would necessarily want to stick around and be part of your cabinet or part of your White House staff. He had to go in there. And folks, White House staff people, a lot of these people are carried over presidency to presidency. Now, understand that this guy walked into a political climate. He was never a politician. Well, he's sitting in the Mac Daddy section of the big political heat, being president of the United States, a little bit more of a target than, say, a senator would be or a congresswoman or congressman. And I'm just wondering, if you really wanted to do something lasting and positive, if you're sitting at a poker table, do you show your hand to everybody seated at that table? Are you so cocky that your hand is going to beat everybody? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to fold. They're going to lay down their hands because you've shown them. Oh, you've got a hand that beats me. I'm not going to throw any more money into that pot. What for? Just to give it to you? Sometimes you got to play poker, and sometimes you got to play chess. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Two calls. The whole show. It's amazing. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.